Voice of America.
Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the November 12th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with African football. After a one-year break, qualifying matches have resumed across the continent for the Africa Cup of Nations tournament, which will be hosted by Cameroon in January 2022. Let's go right to Wednesday's results. In Group I, Senegal continued its perfect start with a 2-0 victory over visiting Guinea-Bissau. Liverpool star Sadio Mane scored from the spot just before the break, and Opa Nguette tallied Senegal's second goal in the 74th minute. The Lions of Teranga now top the group with the maximum 9 points from 3 matches. Guinea-Bissau has 3 points. In Group J, Equatorial Guinea beat Libya 3-2 in a match played in Cairo, Egypt. Substitute Solomon Ondo was the late-game hero for Equatorial Guinea. He scored in second-half injury time. Equatorial Guinea is now level on 3 points with Libya and Tanzania. Tanzania will take on group leader Tunisia in another Nations Cup qualifier on Friday. In Group A of Nations Cup qualifying Wednesday, Guinea defeated visiting Chad 1-0 in Conakry. Madi Kamara had the goal for Guinea just before the break. Guinea now tops the group with 7 points, but Mali could draw even with a win over Namibia on Friday. Chad has lost all 3 of its Nations Cup qualifiers. In the 2 other qualifiers on Wednesday, Kenya and visiting Comoros drew 1-1, and Mauritania and Burundi also drew 1-1. In Group G, Comoros continue to be the surprise leaders as they held the Kenyans to the draw in Karasani, despite playing most of the match with 10 players. Comoros has 5 points from 3 matches, and Kenya has 3 points. Egypt will pull even with Comoros if it beats Togo on Saturday in Cairo. In Group E, Mauritania now leads with 5 points from 3 matches after its 1-1 draw with Burundi. The Atlas Lions of Morocco, however, could take over the group lead with a victory against Central African Republic on Friday in Casablanca. In Group L, the Super Eagles of Nigeria will be looking to maintain their perfect start to qualifying when they host the Leone Stars of Sierra Leone on Friday in Benin City. Nigeria's German manager, Gernot Rohr, says his team is ready for the match. Iron Mike Mbonye joins us now from Benin City. Sporty greetings, Iron Mike.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Gernot Rohr is the manager of Nigeria's men's national football team, also known as the Super Eagles. Rohr says 22 of the 24 players invited for the back-to-back AFCON qualifying matches against Sierra Leone have arrived camp. He says 2 players, defender Abdullahi Shehu and goalkeeper Daniel Akpeyi, have not reported to camp. Ross says 3 players who arrived camp on Wednesday were given special training.
After long traveling, so we had the arrival of Ajayi, of Victor Osimhen, and Collins arrived after a long journey. And so we tried to manage the physical conditions. It was not easy for them. That's why they didn't participate on all the session.
Ross says other players in camp did well in training and are in good shape.
I saw a good training session with quickness, with rhythm, with motivation, with nice goals. Yeah, and tomorrow we have the last training session with everybody, I hope, to prepare our game. But already I see that mentally and physically, after the long traveling for everybody, they are ready now.
Super Eagles and Napoli of Italy forward Victor Osimhen says, though Nigeria needs a victory in the game, it will not be easy.
It's really a good feeling to be back with the squad, and I'm really happy, and I think the squad is ready to go on Friday. Of course, nothing but victory, but to be realistic, the game will never be easy, and it will not be easy, so we have to prepare well, and which we have been doing. And it's also good for me to be back in the squad, and I think we are all ready, and we'll give our all for this win.
Meanwhile, the Lyon Stars of Sierra Leone have arrived in Benin City for the Group L match against the Super Eagles of Nigeria. The team will train at the Samuel Ogbemudia Stadium, venue of the match, scheduled for November 13th. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Ion Mike Mbonye in Benin City, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings, this is Victor Osimhen, Super Eagles of Nigeria and Napoli FC forward. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, Bam, D.C.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to sukus, Afrobeat to Ndumbulu and Makosa to Kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat music show. Still on the African football beat, Confederation of African Football President Ahmad Ahmad was released from a hospital in Cairo on Wednesday after testing positive for the coronavirus on October 30th. CAF says doctors have prescribed at least 20 days of home convalescence for the 60-year-old Ahmad, who was elected president of African football's ruling body in 2017. Portuguese football star Cristiano Ronaldo was back on the pitch Wednesday after recovering from COVID-19. Ronaldo scored his 102nd career international goal as Portugal routed Andorra 7-0 in a friendly international match. Ronaldo is now 7 shy of the record 109 goals scored by the now retired Iranian striker Ali Daei. Ronaldo came on as a second half substitute and scored Portugal's 6th goal with a close range header in the 85th minute. Elsewhere, Finland surprised defending World Cup champion France 2-0 in another international friendly played near Paris. The French were punished for squandering several scoring opportunities, and the Finns got first half goals from Marcus Fors and Oni Valakari. In results of other European friendly matches, Italy defeated Estonia 4-0. Germany beat the Czech Republic 1-0. The Netherlands and Spain drew 1-1. Belgium topped Switzerland 2-1. And Norway's home match against Israel was canceled following a positive coronavirus test by an Israeli player.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hi, Hi, this is Tatiana McFadden, 17-time Paralympic medalist, 7-time gold medalist, 17-time marathon champion, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Turning to tennis, Novak Djokovic will end the year as the world's number one ranked men's player for a record-tying 6th time. Djokovic began the year by winning his record 8th career Australian Open title. VOA's Jim Stevenson had reaction from Djokovic after his victory in Melbourne, and Jim's story is just ahead in this Sunny Side of Sports tennis highlight for 2020.
I am grateful to have an opportunity to win another Australian Open trophy, obviously, at this stage of my career.
Serb tennis great Novak Djokovic had a second straight Australian Open title on his to-do list for 2020.
Grand Slams are the ones that I value the most. They're the ones that I prioritize. Before the season starts, I try to set my form, shape for these events where I can be at my prime tennis and mental and physical abilities.
Djokovic survived a long, tough final against Dominic Thiem of Austria, 6-4, 4-6, 2-6, 6-3, 6-4, in just under 4 hours in Melbourne.
I was on the brink of losing the match. Dominic is a fantastic tennis player that plays with tremendous amount of power in his shots, especially from the forehand side. He uses his slice really well, so he disrupted my rhythm and my game at one point, and he was a better player. I mean, he one point and probably one shot separated us tonight.
Thiem expected a razor-thin margin either way against one of the big three men's players that include Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal.
Nobody's part of three guys who are by far best players ever who play tennis, and if you play a Grand Slam finals against them, I mean, it's always going to be a match where very small details are deciding.
The 26-year-old Thiem was completely drained after his duel with the 32-year-old Djokovic.
I've rarely felt physically that tired, especially now after all the tension is gone. I mean, I played unbelievable intense match against Rafa, such an intense match against Sasha in the semis. And today again, I think almost 4 hours, so that was very demanding.
Because the match was so close, he feels comfortable he did what he could.
Maybe I could have converted the break point in the fourth set, where I could have the lead 2-1, but then I think he had some issues in the second set. He recovered very well. He played really good after in set 3 and 4, and of course there were some small mistakes here and there, but they're happening, and at the end was a super close 5-setter, and I don't really regret anything.
Djokovic says it's been a long start to the year, which will take even longer for him to reflect on.
I feel exhausted at the moment. You know, it's been a very successful but long month here in Australia, and I probably won't be able to comprehend the achievements I had in my career, especially at Grand Slams, until I retire from tennis.
Djokovic claims a record 8th Australian Open, 17th major, and reclaims the world number one ranking. The season has barely begun, and he's pleased.
I'm super happy with the way I started the season. You know, it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the year. I've had that privilege to win this big tournament for 8 times and start off the season with a Grand Slam win, you know, significantly boosts your confidence and your expectations are quite high, you know, for the rest of the season. But whatever happens, the season is already successful.
I knew I had to take my chance. I had to be brave. I'm playing two-time Grand Slam champion, and all respect to her. She played a really tough match, and every point was such a battle, and a lot of moving, a lot of emotions on court from both sides. And yeah, I knew I needed to come up with the best shot, and 5 best shots of my life. I mean, let's go. It got me to win a Grand Slam. All right, I'll take it.
American Sofia Kenin won her first Grand Slam tennis title with a 4-6, 6-2, 6-2 win over Garbiñe Muguruza of Spain. 21-year-old Kenin is the youngest American woman to win the Australian Open since Serena Williams in 2002. The fifth game of the final set gave her the confidence to close out the match.
That's the game that I feel like changed things, and I had to play some best tennis, and I did, and it was after that I was on fire and I was ready to take the beautiful trophy.
Muguruza agrees that fifth game was the turning point.
Yeah, it was a very important moment of the match. I think she found very, very good shots during the match, and especially in the important moments, I think she, you know, came out with winners and just hitting the ball very good.
The two-time Grand Slam champion just could not keep up, even though she felt she played well.
I think in important moments, I didn't find my shots. I think she found her shots, I didn't find my shots. And I did feel a little bit of lack of energy after so many matches, and physically it was a tough battle out there. So, you know, it's just a tough moment. Right now, it's tough to, you know, to be happy, although it has been an incredible tournament.
Muguruza takes the runner-up title as a positive.
You know, I try to have a good perspective and not be too dramatic. You know, okay, you lost the match, it was an important one, but hey, I'm here. I gave myself a chance to be in a final, and then you realize that.
Kenin has used her short span of experience well.
I knew I needed to establish myself to get to where I am, and you know, all the confidence has come with all the matches that I've had, the success I've had in 2019, WTA Most Improved Player of the Year. So, FYI, but I've always had that. Match play has really helped me, and all the confidence that I'm getting is because of that. And I see that things are happening for me, and everything is just falling into place.
She is happy for her accomplishment and those around her.
These past 2 weeks have been a lot of emotions, you guys could see after the match how much it all meant to me. This is just such an honor. I'm so proud of myself, so proud of my dad, my team, everyone has been around me. We worked all hard, we've been through tough times, but you know what, we did it, we fought, and yeah, I'm like on cloud 9 right now.
And let's put our hands together for VOA's Jim Stevenson and his Australian Open tennis highlight package.
Hi, I'm Francis Tiafoe. You're listening to Sunnyside of Sports on Voice of America.
Host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. And this fun fact about Music Time in Africa, it's the Voice of America's longest running English language program. It was founded in 1965 by the late great music man, Leo Sarkisian. Now let's go to the Democratic Republic of Congo, where a cycling club is facing an uphill struggle, getting the financial support to compete, including in Pan-African races. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, Anastasia Tudiesh reports from Kinshasa.
Kevin Benza keeps smiling despite a setback. A flat tire, just as he was ready to start training.
I came here to train with friends. So that, you know, I'll be ready when they announce the competition.
The 16-year-old dreams of becoming a cycling champion, as well as a computer engineer. He says he will return with a new tire and renewed determination to befriend the pain of a tough workout.
The pain you feel today will transform into joy once you have to climb those mountains and feel they are not that difficult to climb anymore.
Kevin belongs to La Suisse, one of a handful of cycling clubs in the DRC's capital and part of the Kinshasa Provincial Cyclist Leagues. Its members are enthusiastic despite limited resources.
We have no means, not even to buy a $10 to $15 wheel. We have become beggars because our federation and our league are not taking care of us.
Club members typically don't have the means to buy equipment. Instead, it is the club presidents who often are the owners who cover the costs. La Suisse's César Kitoko leads a team of 12 riders, 7 women and 5 men, who are part of a tight Congolese community devoted to cycling.
People do want cycling. The problem is the system doesn't work. We would like to emulate other countries where the bicycle world is well structured. Cycling is hard, harder than soccer. No halftime, no rest. If you stop, you're disqualified for quitting.
Matisse Sumbu has been training Congo's national cycling team for more than 20 years. He says Congolese cyclists have performed well in the past, but are now being eclipsed by riders from other African countries, such as Eritrea and Rwanda, that better support their teams.
For the national team, we need everything. We can go out there for 125 miles. It is necessary to have a motorcycle and a car to follow with the technical director and the mechanic. Because with cycling, the technical breakdowns and falls, you really need to have support by your side.
A competition bike alone costs nearly $12,000, and the clubs don't seek business sponsors. Still, Coach Matisse gathers his riders to work on speed and endurance with the hope that the DRC Ministry of Sports might back his cyclists for Pan-African races. Anastasia Tudiesh for VOA News, Kinshasa.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
In Major League Baseball news, Trevor Bauer of the Cincinnati Reds and Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians are the winners of the 2020 Cy Young Award, given annually to the sport's top pitchers. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
After leading the majors in earned run average and strikeouts and tying for most wins, Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians is the unanimous winner of the American League Cy Young Award. Bieber went 8-1 with a 1.63 ERA and 122 strikeouts in 77 and a third innings in the pandemic-shortened season. He was the first pitcher to lead the majors in ERA, strikeouts, and wins since Johan Santana of the Minnesota Twins in 2006. Minnesota's Kenta Maeda was second in the voting by the Baseball Writers Association of America. Major League Baseball's oldest franchise finally has its first Cy Young Award winner. Trevor Bauer of the Cincinnati Reds has been voted National League Cy Young Award winner by the Baseball Writers Association of America. In the pandemic-shortened 2020 season, Bauer went 5-4 and led the NL with a 1.73 earned run average in 11 starts as the Reds reached the playoffs for the first time since 2013. Bauer recorded 100 strikeouts in 73 innings and had 2 shutouts. Chicago Cubs right-hander Yu Darvish was second in NL voting. I'm Mike Gracia.
Thanks, Mike. And that wraps up the November 12th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation of the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
Day brings you the best in African music on the African Beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bubu music to hip life, bongo flavor to sukus, Afrobeat to Ndumbulu and Makosa to Kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05.